This is the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter, beginning with the 31st verse. Then Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed." This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Exercising their right to the freedom of speech, witches gathered in D.C., chanted, "Brooms are for riding, not cleaning." They were calling for a sweeping reformation. Thank you. Thanks for indulging me in one joke. That one's for free. Happy Reformation. We would not be here without this church holiday. So as a refresher, kind of like the children's message, today we celebrate Martin Luther's peaceful protest of the Catholic Church. His questions of their traditions and practices and power. But he didn't set out to start a revolution or a new denomination or break open these gates to how we think about Christ's freedom or the Bible or religion or our abundant grace. As he used his voice, he faithfully proclaimed the truth and good news to all. He stepped boldly into spaces in need of freedom, widening the circle for more people to be included. In our gospel today, Jesus is talking to the disciples, and he says, "The truth will set you free. The truth will make you free." And the disciples answer him. They say, "We've been free. We're sons of Abraham. We've always been free. We've never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean, become free, if we've always been that?" And Luther, I think, had a response to this somewhere in the simultaneous humanity of ourselves being sinner and saint at the same time. That we all fall short of the glory of God, and we recognize our own shortcomings, failures. We have a confession in our worship that we know we do those things. And at the same time, we are emboldened, empowered, free to become saints of this faith. And we ask ourselves some of these questions. Do I know my own enslavement to the things of this world? To myself or my blindness or my hardness or my cynicism? Do I turn away when I should be turning towards something or someone? Do I too quickly think about myself rather than my neighbor? And we take this freedom that Jesus offers in the death and resurrection, and we ask, what is this freedom then, if we've always been free? Freedom from what? In Jesus' death, we have freedom from sin, separation from God, even death itself. We have forgiveness in that act of Jesus taking all of that on to the cross. And we say, freedom from what? To what? To truth and love and grace freely given by Jesus Christ. That we don't earn this grace, we don't earn this love or truth, but Jesus has taken care of all of that and become our refuge and strength. At the end of this service, we'll sing kind of the anthem of Reformation, "A Mighty Fortress." And we'll claim that God is strong and reliable. A mighty fortress is our God. And then we say, free indeed, when? When are we free? Some later date when we get to experience that freedom to truth and love and grace? No, it's now. Now, in a time when people are experiencing economic crisis around us. When authoritarian crisis is threatening our neighbors and our coworkers and our families, when people we love are in danger of losing their rights to their lives and to their own freedoms, when people in our neighborhoods, as early as this week, are losing access to food, when neighbors in our communities are still being taken from their homes and their families and their workplaces by ICE. Now is our time to be bold with our freedom, truthful with our voices, and faithful with our advocacy for more freedom, abundant and grace-filled life for all that meets needs like our loving Jesus. Now is our moment. And now in this morning, in a few moments, we will take a small bite of freedom. Maybe you've noticed that in the past few weeks, we've been taking communion every weekend. Maybe you haven't. That's okay. We have been. Communion is something of a small reminder that we do right now in this place. Our grace given by a generous and merciful God, something like a little cardboard tasting wafer, small and insignificant in a tiny dip of wine, simple and almost nothing, but a morsel of the freedom through grace, a taste of that freedom, a fuel of the faith in the gift of sustaining presence. And a little reminder every week that you are not alone. I'm going to conclude with a prayer for you, but I'm going to ask if you would stand as you are able to receive this prayer. Indeed, 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 you set us free, Lord. Indeed, 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 may this freedom reform our lives. Where I am rigid, make me soft. Where I am blind, open my eyes. Where I am cruel, make me kind. Where I am self-righteous, fill me with only the grace that sets me free. Lord, where my feet are stuck, help me take one small step forward. Where my shoulders carry too much weight, help me release the burdens. But gracious, merciful God, may my freedom be filled with grace and lead me to pray, dream, and work for the freedom of each and every one of your beloved creations in this world. Amen.